we hear a lot about players leaving the UK to develop their career. In this occasion, one of our officials spent the season in North America, Liam Sewell, come back from a season in the NAHL. Can you tell us how that's come about?
It came around 2 years ago when I was invited to go to an Eastern Regional camp by Simon Kirkham, who was originally going there to help supervise the camp. Was invited by Matt Leaf, and Matt Leaf had asked Simon if he wanted to bring anyone across to see a different game, a different level, and hopefully develop myself at the camp.
So the season before last, you started lining in the Elite League. Was that, do you think, as far as you could have gotten without trying to make this next step to develop your officiating career?
Well, we've getting to the Elite League so quick and at a young age. I mean, there was me and a few other referees or linesmen who have been there. I think my next level was to step back down and start refereeing, which was my next development, which Michael Hicks wanted me to push forward as a referee because of my height. He thought I'd develop better as a referee.
So coming to the NAHL then, so the most fun about, you've spent the season there, what sort of level, if you're comparing the NAHL, for those who don't know, it's still junior hockey.
Yeah.
But it's sort of obviously in the US.
Yes. Well, across there, I mean, the speed of the game is just fantastic. The speed of the game must be just as quick as what the Elite League is. And obviously, like you were saying, yeah, it is still a junior league. There's still kids there, 16 to 20 years old. You know, again, all trying to do the same thing as me, trying to push forward, and it's just so quick. I mean, the skill level is not there quite as yet. Obviously, being at a young age, every kid's just striving to be the best and trying to push their development.
So, is there any other officials from outside of America, or are you kind of the only import, as it were?
The only import. I know I'm the only British kid to go across there. There is, I believe, there is three Czechoslovakians over there, but saying that one of the three is a supervisor.
So, if your season, how did it go, and what sort of reaction have you had from the officials back in the North American League?
Well, we had a new boss come in, so for me it was really hard because I knew the guy who had hired me. He had a set plan for me, and obviously with a new boss coming in, it was hard. You know, everyone, not just for me, but for everyone within the league and around the structure of our development program, it was hard. Because obviously you want to impress the new boss. I mean, it was hard for me because I was going into that league as a linesman. So they knew I was going in as a new referee, and, you know, supervisors, always good comments, always good feedback. And towards the end of the season, I did work in the playoffs, which was always good for a first year referee and a first year official in that program. So towards the end of the year, I sat down, spoke with Scott Zelkin, who is an ex-NHL referee, and he's the head of the development program in the US, and he said exactly the same thing. He said, you've come over here, you've shown you can stick to this level, you can work at this level, and nothing but good comments, so hopefully move up a league next year and go from there.
So that was
just keep depressing.
Yeah, so that was the next thing. So next season, back in North America, but it's a higher league.
Yep.
And more opportunities.
Yes, hopefully next year I'll be working, staying in the North American League, and also working in the United States Hockey League, which is the Tier 1 league over there. So, I mean, every kid in the USHL is on the NHL's watch list. So it is another level up.
And how did you enjoy the hockey? So you said it was a good standard. The whole experience of living and working in hockey in North America?
It's amazing. I mean, a lot of people say, what a great job. What a great job. You know, moving to a different country and what, doing something you love. And in all honesty, I don't count it as work. It's not work. Because, it's a hobby what's developed, and I still class it as a hobby. I don't think of it as work, because it's something I love.
Yeah.
I'm always doing something I love, and I mean, obviously, if the further you go and the further you develop, that's when it becomes a job. When you're pushing for the professional levels, and that's where I want to go.
I was going to say, is there a grand plan, an aim, an end?
Me, Michael Hicks, Simon Kirkham, Scott Zelkin, we all have a specific plan for me. So the next level to go to would be the Southern Professional League, and on from there it's the Central League, East Coast, American League, and that top number one dream,
yeah,
which everyone's pushing for, the NHL.
So as I said at the top, it's the players have that pathway. It's no different for the official. You want to get in, got to start at the bottom, but the aim is still to get to the top.
Yeah, exactly the same. Exactly the same. It's just as hard for us. Because it's such a small group of people, and every one of them's pushing for that one dream.
Yeah. Well, it's been brilliant. Obviously, we'll keep an eye on your progress for next season. Very well done, and we'll keep in touch.
Thank you very much.